This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And you can call us with your questions about medicine and nutrition, 877-726-8255. A couple of calls last hour. But there are several ways that you can reach us. You can call us this hour at 877-726-TALK. You can also email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. That'll get you a shot at having your question answered during our weekly Q&A with Layla. We use your email questions as fodder for our weekly discussions. And you can also record a question. You can go to drhoffman.com on your PC or Mac, and on the right side of your homepage for drhoffman.com, there's a little rectangle. And when you click on that rectangle, it prompts you to record a question, as did one of our listeners, who's Dave. Do we have Dave?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is Dave. I've always had high cholesterol, and doctors are forever trying to push statins on me. And I resist because I've got a reasonably high HDL, and my LDL to HDL is 3.2. So I'm not particularly concerned about it. But I've heard you talk about a gold standard test that actually measures the calcification, I believe, of the carotid artery. For the life of me, I can't remember what the name of that test is. Could you help me out here?
Okay. Well, you know, Dave, you have a radio quality recording there via drhoffman.com. You sound like you're in the radio studio. And thanks for your question. It's a thought-provoking one. Okay, so here's the deal. You know, we got a lot of people walking around with high cholesterol, and reflexly, doctors put them on statin drugs. I just saw this with one of our patients who's 70 years old in the office. Cholesterol's high, 290, and the doctor's exerting a lot of pressure on her to begin a statin regimen, notwithstanding the fact that evidence is sketchy for a primary prevention effect of statin drugs in especially women over the age of 70. You know, primary prevention means preventing something from happening in the first place. Secondary prevention means shutting the barn door after the horse gets out, preventing a second event, you know, such as the need for repeat angioplasty, or if you've already had a bypass, or if you had perhaps a heart attack, or if you have perhaps you have severe angina. You know, then definitely you got some really serious compromise to your coronary arteries. So, you know, maybe statins are warranted. But people are walking around, feel fine, they have normal stress tests, and they have high cholesterol. They're often told to go on statins. So how do you know that, you know, you're not a ticking time bomb? You know, because high cholesterol does mean something sometimes, not always. Unfortunately, it turns out that a very high percentage of people who get heart attacks and die of heart attacks have cholesterols that are low. You know, 150, 160. And of course, many of them, well, they're already on statins. So what's a person to do? Well, the test you mentioned, an ultrasound of the carotid arteries, does reveal some things, but it's not the most favored test for predicting cardiovascular risk. What the carotid ultrasound does is it'll reveal if you have potential blockage of the blood vessels that lead to your brain. So it actually speaks to your risk of stroke more than heart attack. But usually if there's a lot of plaque, a lot of gunk in the in these carotid arteries, it corresponds to higher risk of atherosclerosis throughout the body. and perhaps also in the heart. It's a rare situation where someone has a lot of plaque in their carotid arteries and virtually nothing in their coronary arteries. It can happen. I've seen it, but usually there's kind of a correspondence. So the test that I recommend, and I've been recommending for years, and I really feel I've been prescient about it because it's becoming more and more validated, is the EBT heart scan. It's done via a CT scanner that's specially configured to deliver very low radiation and to take a very quick snapshot. You know, the longer the picture you take, the more radiation exposure there is. So when you go to get the test, you lie down and they put you inside the donut, and you're supposed to hold your breath so they can take a very quick snapshot that looks at the presence or non-presence of calcium in your coronary arteries. And you know, one of our good colleagues on this subject, Dr. Matthew Budoff, wrote a paper on this back in 2007. He's an expert on coronary screening that showed that the EBT heart scan was superior in many ways to what we generally use to screen people for cardiovascular disease, such as looking at their family history, their smoking history, their LDLs, and so on. So, you know, a lot of what we're still doing in cardiovascular prevention is based on a very old study called the Framingham Heart Study. And the Framingham Risk Score looks at standard risk factors such as your age, your sex, your blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and smoking. And, you know, by that standard, I'm personally at high risk for cardiovascular disease because my cholesterol is over 200. My father had heart disease. I smoked a little bit in college, and I'm a male, and I'm 65. So, hey, I'm a prime candidate for going on a statin drug statistically. But when I went for my EBT heart scan, which I did with a little bit of trepidation because I said, do I really want to know? You know, I'm not a great patient. You know, it's like, what if it's bad? So I kind of delayed and I delayed, perseverated until I was 64. And finally, I was persuaded to go. And I took the test, and to my great relief, I had zero plaque. So what does that mean, zero plaque? Is it virtually impossible to have a heart attack? Well, it's not impossible, but it's extremely unlikely to get a heart attack if you have zero plaque. If you have a score over 300, your risk of having a heart attack goes up sevenfold. And so we use that test to discriminate who among the people who have high cholesterol, sometimes getting a lot of pressure from their cardiologists or their internists to go on statins, who may really need that? And in many cases, there's a real disconnect. I mean, I got a couple of patients whose cholesterol is over 300, and they have zero plaque. Zero. So what's the point of being on a statin? I analogize that to you know, whenever you're in the car, you're supposed to put your seatbelts on. But if you go in your car to, say, you know, clean your upholstery and rearrange your glove compartment, do you really need to put your seatbelts on? No, it's like not an inalterable rule. If you got no risk of being in an automotive collision, you don't need to have your seatbelts on. If you have high plaque, maybe. If you have zero plaque, you know, you're very unlikely to get a heart attack. So probably a waste of time to be on a statin drug. So that's the test that I recommend. It's called an EBT heart scan. And try and go for the lowest radiation scanner that you can. Some hospitals will say, fine, we'll do the test. They'll use a regular CAT scan with 10 times, 20 times as much radiation as you need. Or they'll do a CT angiogram, and that's more radiation than is necessary. That test is useful if you want to really see precisely where the blockage is, how the blood flow is. But all you need is just a quantitative calcium score with a quick and easy test. Relatively inexpensive, too. And hey, guess what? Insurance doesn't cover it a lot of times. They just don't see the wisdom in doing the test. That's one of the real nutty things about our medical system is that, you know, you get covered virtually 100% for an angiogram, which is potentially dangerous, very invasive. But for a non-invasive test that can yield a lot of information, many insurers don't cover it. And the cost out of pocket, generally $200-$300. I recommend a place in New York called Inner Imaging, and they do a great job. They handle a lot of police and fire unions, city workers, and they do a great job of screening. So there you have it. That's what I have to say on the subject, Dave. Thanks very much for your question. 877-726-8255. And when we return, we're going to talk about how fast food may cause fertility issues in women. This is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols, and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And on that podcast this week, a great interview with Dr. David Perlmutter, just one of the great guests that we put before you every week on the Intelligent Medicine podcast. So please check him out. Go to DearHoffman.com or subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite iTunes delivery service. 877-726-8255 is our number. And now let's hear from Noreen in Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi there.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi.
Coming back to you for some additional information, I always mispronounce this, but I have paroxysmal AFib.
Okay, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation.
Thank you.
See, that med school tuition of, you know, like a couple hundred thousand dollars paid off. It paid off. I can pronounce things very nicely.
Thank you.
It's a lot of loans. A lot of loans. It took me like, I think it took me like 15 years to pay off the loans. It was
oh, my gosh. I hear you. It's not easy.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
Absolutely. Especially for us who benefit by that. So thank you.
Sure.
My question for you, you were kind enough to, I have no heart disease. I have no risk factors for heart disease, but I was in a very stressful situation for many years, which may have precipitated this. But you were kind enough to give me some supplement information, which I've had some success with as well. And I just read something that I wanted your opinion about,
sure.
About chiropractic care for someone that's in my situation, which doesn't have specific risk factors. And I do have some discomfort in my shoulder in the thoracic area. And The theory of this is that perhaps this is affecting the nerves, which then affect the heart rhythm. Could I have your opinion on that?
Sure. Okay, so the basic principle behind chiropractic is that the spinal nerves affect the organs. And, you know, opinions on this range from that's total bunk and fraud. That's the opinion of the AMA and, you know, some quackbusters who deplore chiropractic. They think the whole thing is useless. To my view of things, which is that there may really be some truth to this, there actually are some intricate relays between the spinal nerves and what's called the autonomic nervous system that affect virtually every internal organ in the body, the endocrine organs, the digestive organs. We certainly know that there's feedback from the vagus nerve to digestion, and we know that there's feedback from the vagus to the heart, and thoracic nerves may impact the cardiovascular system. So, I would say that I'm not going to say that just the first line treatment for, paroxysmal tachycardia or atrial fibrillation, but there may be something to it. And at the very least, you may get some amelioration of your shoulder pain. And then, the position that many chiropractors take is that chiropractic is preventive care, that, we're all destined to curl up into a ball and experience tremendous amounts of neck and back pain and stiffness, and that, routine care from a chiropractor can help straighten some of that stuff out. And, I was skeptical about chiropractic until a couple of years ago when I got kind of into trouble with maybe too much physical activity and exertion. I developed some pretty debilitating back and thoracic pain issues that sidelined me for a while. And finally, I relented. I went to a chiropractor, and within a couple of months, he fixed it up. And now, even though I'm not in acute pain, I don't just go when I'm in serious trouble. I go on a routine basis to straighten things out because, 65-year-old bodies are prone to imbalances. And I think that it's a beneficial practice, and there really is something to it. To claim that chiropractic is the sole solution through manipulation of any kind of health problem, I don't even think the most aggressive orthodox believer in chiropractic would state that. But I think there really is something to the notion that the spinal nerves have an impact on bodily function. And, results may vary. You may get some improvement, so it's worth investigating.
Yep, I'm under the care of a cardiologist, and I'm doing all the supplements, and I'm doing the clean diet. So I'm thinking that this might be another way to address it. So
yeah, but you can't discount the effects of stress, and dealing with the stress in whatever way you can be helpful. And it's from time immemorial. If you read 19th century novels, women especially. We're having, we're fainting, we're having palpitations, stressful news would, throw them into a tizzy. And this is we can't ignore the impact of external stressors on the body. It's very, very profound. And I think to believe that stress is inconsequential is a mistake. So, any way you can deal with it and, using a combination of modalities, I think is going to be helpful. Thanks very much for your call, Noreen. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we will return momentarily.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And fertility issues are a big deal in this country. Well, first of all, more and more people are delaying conception until they have the right job, the right life partner. And as a result, it's getting harder and harder for women to get pregnant. Some of the problems due to the quality of sperm, which is declining. But there's a new theory about why fertility is so problematic, and we'll get to it in just a moment. But first, do you suffer from frequent fatigue? That's a common complaint. And here is information about the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or just being run down. You heard us talk about it in a podcast with Garth Nicholson recently. He's a researcher who's an expert on the mitochondria. He's also treated veterans with Gulf War syndrome, and he says that NT factor is very helpful in restoring mitochondrial function and helping the body to detox from chemical exposure. NT factor repairs damaged cells, and clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And you've heard me talk for a long time about Propax with NT factor. That's a complete vitamin mineral formula. It's a one-stop shop for all your nutritional needs. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to just keep their favorite multis and fish oil and whatever, and still harness the power of NT factor alone. So Healthy Aging was born. It's the perfect addition to your current supplement regimen. And it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And here's a special offer for you folks here. Listen to Intelligent Medicine. For a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. And you can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay. Let's talk about fertility. Headline: fast food may cause fertility issues in women. So that's kind of interesting. What's up with that? Women who regularly eat fast food and not enough fruit are more likely to struggle to conceive, a study suggests. A survey of nearly 6,000 women found that those who ate fast food four or more times a week took nearly a month longer to get pregnant than those who never rarely ate it. So you could say that fast food is a natural contraceptive. Okay. Don't need to take the pill. Just eat fast food and you won't get pregnant. Well, results may vary. Don't count on it. You may be in for a surprise. Women in Australia, New Zealand, and the UK and Ireland were quizzed about what they'd eaten the month before they became pregnant with their first child. Researchers found the women who had eaten fruit less than 1 to 3 times a month took on average half a month longer to become pregnant than those who'd eaten it 3 or more times a day. They also calculated that the women with the lowest intake of fruit had a 12% risk of having been unable to conceive within a year, while this was 16% for those who'd eaten fast food 4 more times a week, and that compares to the risk of just 8% in the group as a whole. So, clearly diet is a contributing factor. And more fertility clinics, I just talked to a guy in a fertility clinic, and he was very receptive. I mean, they do the most incredible high-tech techniques. I mean, what they do is really space-age technology to get older couples to conceive. It's amazing. There are really miracle births these days, and you have to give credit to the technology. But he was very amenable to natural support for fertility with the right kind of diets, with stress reduction, because we know that stress interferes with the ability to conceive. There really is something there to it. And nutritional supplements that may help the quality of sperm, that may help women, and also avoidance of toxins. Toxins in the environment may compromise pregnancy, But also, even if you get pregnant, may increase the likelihood that the outcome won't be so good. And that's a concern, too. So we call this area preconceptual planning. And it's a branch of integrative medicine that's really quite fascinating. There's something to it. What you do in the months and years leading up to the act of conception, not just during the time when you're pregnant, that's ultra important. You know, getting adequate vitamin D and being on a superb diet and avoiding certain harmful things like mercury, excess coffee, nicotine, alcohol. These are factors that have a very, very important role to play in assuring a positive outcome. Okay, let's take a call now from one of our recorded calls from John. Do we have that? John, number 169.
Hi, doctor. This is John from Long Island. My friend was recently diagnosed with ALS, and I'm wondering if you could recommend any supplements that he should add to his regimen? And also, is there any association between ALS and an anti-cholesterol drug called Zetia, Z-E-T-I-A? Thank you, doctor.
Okay. So when it comes to ALS, if anybody tells you that nutritional supplements can cure ALS, you should run. Because ALS is a complex disorder, and you know, any claim to the contrary, there's no effective magic bullet for ALS. That being said, I think that there's evidence that certain nutritional supplements can ameliorate the symptoms of ALS and perhaps slow the progressive course of ALS. And mostly what I'm thinking about are things that support the mitochondria. And, you know, we just mentioned NT factor. And again, while NT factor is not a cure for ALS, NT factor is very beneficial for the mitochondria. And I might go kind of high on NT factor, not just the, you know, a couple of pills daily, but maybe, you know, even six or eight capsules daily of NT factor would be a good idea. Also, high dose ubiquinol, and we might use doses upwards of 400 to 600 milligrams of ubiquinol, or the equivalent would be 1,000 to 1,500 of coenzyme Q10. Just go really high. Antioxidants may play a role here. So N-acetylcysteine, which supports glutathione and alpha-lipoic acid and all the, you know, the ABC antioxidants, these, including zinc, selenium, these may play a role in slowing the progression of the disorder. And also some of the natural anti-inflammatories, things that are helpful for brain, like curcumin, may play a role as well. And one of the most promising nutrients, and I've talked about this here, is nicotinamide riboside. Nicotinamide riboside is something that supports NAD. NAD is an energy compound within the cells, and we know that the energetics of the mitochondria are affected in ALS, and therefore it may play a role. EPA, DHA from fish oil. Some of my patients with ALS have benefited from testosterone, the male patients, because, you know, there's a progressive weakening that occurs with ALS. And, well, again, it's not curative. It helps to preserve muscle mass when muscle mass is declining and when patients are feeling weak and tired. So there you have it. You know, phospholipids from phosphatidylcholine may be helpful, but you get the glycerophospholipids from NT factor, which I think is a great source of things that really help to repair the mitochondria. When it comes to the, you know, cholesterol-lowering medication, I really wouldn't take it. Just doesn't make sense to take cholesterol-lowering medication because, you know, ALS is a progressive, potentially fatal disease. So what's the concern about high cholesterol? You know, is it, you know, are you concerned that you might die first of a heart attack? That's not even a realistic concern. And also, cholesterol is part of the brain and part of the, you know, also is a substrate for the things that make up our nerves. So why would you want to lower cholesterol in a circumstance where the brain and the nerves are under attack? It just doesn't make any sense. It's totally irrational to have a patient on a cholesterol-lowering medication at the very self-same time that we're trying to improve their chances with ALS. So thanks for that question. All right. Let me just share with you something I find quite exciting about the management of high blood pressure. And you heard me talk about it here on Intelligent Medicine. We've done some interviews. It's the Zona Plus. What is it? It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology based on your grip. And it's scientifically validated. At least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. It really works. I've seen it work in patients. Listeners have shared positive feedback with me. And if you want to find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or go to orderzona.com. And there's a special offer as a listener to Intelligent Medicine. The company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's a real deal for blood pressure, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com. All right, when we return, we'll talk about a dietary approach for hives. According to studies, it really works, and I've seen it in practice. Can make a huge difference from people who are plagued with chronic itching. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And hives is no picnic. It causes severe bodily itching and can just drive you to distraction. The treatment for hives is antihistamines. And often they have side effects. They're sedating. They can dull your mind. And so it's of interest that Dr. Alan Gaby, one of my favorite commentators in the nutrition field and also author of Nutritional Medicine, which is a vast tome on the subject of nutritional remedies, supplements, and diet, has a commentary in a recent edition of the Townsend Letter about the low histamine diet for chronic urticaria. Urticaria is a fancy medical term for hives. In a recent study, 56 patients with chronic urticaria for at least 3 months consumed a low histamine diet for 3 weeks and 75% of the patients improved. This is a tool that we often use in the treatment of hives, and you should know about it. There's lots of information on histamine intolerance now on the internet, and you can get information about what a low histamine diet entails. Unfortunately, it requires the elimination of some alcoholic beverages, particularly beer and wine, pickled or canned foods, aged cheese, smoked meats, shellfish, beans, nuts, and, unfortunately for me, chocolate. Lucky I don't have hives. And patients with chronic urticaria would do even better if you pinpointed specifically what they were allergic to. It might be something outside the usual definition of low histamine foods. So a dietary approach to urticaria or chronic hives can be very, very gratifying. All right, let's take one of those calls from somebody who left us a recorded question at drhoffman.com. That would be Aggie.
Hello, Aggie. Name some products that will alleviate restless leg syndrome. Thank you.
Okay, well, restless leg syndrome is a condition where, you know, especially at night, you can't find a comfortable position for your legs. And it's kind of hard to describe if you've never had it. I've had it, and what I discovered is that I had it when I was drinking caffeine. And it was fine as long as I was toked up on lots of caffeine. But when I didn't have enough caffeine, when I was, say, you know, trying to kick the habit, I had tremendous discomfort in my legs. And so much so that I remember a dentist appointment where you're supposed to sit in the dental chair. I think I had to have a cavity filled or something. And I literally had to get up and walk around in between times while the dentist was doing some preparation. It was very, very uncomfortable. And since getting off caffeine, that has been extremely beneficial for me. But not everybody responds to that. It's different strokes for different folks with restless leg syndrome. It appears that it's not in the legs. It's in the brain. And it has some relationship to dopamine, which is the substance associated with Parkinson's disease. When there's not enough dopamine, you get Parkinson's symptoms. And similarly, sometimes Parkinson's drugs are used for treating restless leg syndrome. They've got terrible side effects, so we'd much prefer to use natural approaches. Various things work. One thing to really check out is whether you have an iron deficiency. And by that, I don't even mean iron deficiency anemia. You may have just a slight suboptimal iron. And by eating more iron-rich foods or taking iron supplements, you can correct that, and the restless leg syndrome will go away. The other thing to investigate is magnesium, although I got to say magnesium is helpful for a minority of patients with restless leg syndrome. It helps sometimes, and I'm reading here again, this is from Alan Gaby's encyclopedic book, Nutritional Medicine. He cites a study in which patients suffering from insomnia related to restless leg syndrome received 300 milligrams of magnesium each evening for 4 to 6 weeks. And five of six patients, small study, reported a decrease in RLS symptoms. But and it makes sense because the vast majority of Americans don't get enough magnesium. So consider magnesium. Some studies suggest that folate deficiency can be an issue in restless leg syndrome. So consider a folate supplementation and B vitamin supplementation. Also, in patients with restless leg syndrome, there's a tendency for vitamin D levels to be low. And so make sure you have adequate vitamin D is a good idea in general and may have a good impact on your restless leg syndrome. And finally, consider L-tryptophan. It deepens sleep. And to extend it deepens sleep, it may dampen the symptoms of restless leg syndrome, which emerge at night and are highly associated with insomnia. So taking, you know, maybe, 1,000 milligrams of tryptophan a couple times a day, particularly at bedtime, that might also have a positive effect on the restless leg syndrome. So the key, though, is get yourself a ferritin level. That's a very sensitive way of determining whether you have adequate iron stores. Make sure your doctor does that test on you, not just the routine iron test. All right, well, been a great program, great questions. Thanks very much for those of you who participated. And remember, this Intelligent Medicine Weekend broadcast is just the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine phenomenon. You can check us out at drhoffman.com, subscribe to our newsletter, download our podcasts, take advantage of all the resources available to you, and please make sure you shop for your supplement needs at Fullscript. Investigate all the options and the protocols that I've listed for you there. Have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.